Katie Couric, remember her? You know, Matt Lauer's sidekick at the Today Show. I think that's where she was. Elitist says, if you're a Trump supporter, it's just because you're a knuckle-dragging hillbilly because you're dumb. You're dumb, Billy. That's who, Billy. You're just dumb. Katie Couric said so. You're just dumb. That's right. If you don't agree with Joe Biden and everything they're doing, ESG and DEI, then you're just some sort of hillbilly, y'all. You're a hillbilly, y'all.
Outnumbered, talking about this yesterday, former NBC Today Show host Katie Couric continued to receive backlash after a diatribe with Bill Maher on his Club Random podcast that socioeconomic disparities and class resentment, along with anti-intellectualism. You're dumb, Billy. Y'all a hillbilly. Driving the populist anti-establishment bent of Trump supporters. Couric suggested the United States' economic transition from industrial to technological has caused jealousy as well as corroding bitter, almost bile feelings. I wonder what it's like inside her palace. Clinton's remarks about deplorables seem to be better than Katie Couric. She used to be a reasonable, you know, person on television. She's just another cringeworthy moron. And I don't know what she's talking about. She's talking down on all these people. She's talking about people that have challenges to pay the bills because of Bidenomics. She's talking about people that don't want to pay off student loans with their neighbors. And you're an anti-intellectual. Y'all a hillbilly. Yeah, y'all a hillbilly, Billy. Y'all stupid. Yeah, thank you, Katie Couric, for that. Y'all is just stupid. She's just absolutely absurd. Anyhow. Speaking of brilliant, though, Joe Biden, he's an enlightened individual, brilliant guy. He was on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania yesterday. Here's part of what he said.
I should table with a guy who was sort of the David Broder of the Pennsylvania press, Scranton Press. You think I'm kidding? It wasn't, but anyway. And he would they'd come and have breakfast at the table. And a kid could wander around the table where the adults were sitting, but you could never sit at the table. And
I wander around at the table looking for ice cream, but I can never sit down. Oh boy, Joey made a messy. I need a new diaper.
Yeah, thanks, Joe Biden.
Joey had an accident.
Yeah, Joe. We know we can smell that. It's an embarrassing thing, isn't it? There it is, Joe Biden talking to campaign stop incoherently about God only knows what. God only knows what the hell he was saying. He doesn't even know what the hell he was saying. Anyhow, let's see. Here's one. I played this a couple days ago, but I'm going to give you this one more time. Because there is one way to get rid of Joe Biden. Do you know what it is? Do you know? Donald Trump has your answer.
So if you want to save America, then get everyone you know, register them, register Republican, and vote. The Pennsylvania primary is Tuesday, April 23rd. Go out and vote.
Go out and vote. Another little strange exchange, and just one little bit of housekeeping here. Jennifer Granholm, the former governor of Michigan, the Secretary of Energy, who was told she was not qualified to be Secretary of Energy by Barack Obama, who then became Secretary of Energy, unqualified as she may be for Joe Biden. I digress. But she was back in front of Josh Hawley, the senator, and some others in a committee meeting yesterday. She had told everybody she had no stocks in energy. She wasn't trading any stocks in energy. And then they found out she had stocks in energy, was buying and selling stocks in energy, and failing to report that, which she's required to do by law. And will anything ever happen to Jennifer Granholm? Probably not. But you should hear Senator Hawley explaining to her what she's done wrong. Listen.
Secretary, all I have to say is this record is just deplorable. It is despicable. It is outrageous that hundreds of officers in the Energy Department are trading shares. It is outrageous that you misled us. It is outrageous that you are continuing to mislead us. And it is outrageous you're going to conferences and events funded by foreign billionaires using dark money to try to influence our politics. This has got to change. And frankly, you should go.
And frankly, you should go. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, you should go, Jennifer. That's what we said here, by the way. You should go. Oh, updates for the races in Michigan, cash flow-wise, before we get to the final break here. Alyssa Slotkin has $8.6 million of cash on hand. She brought in $4.4 million, spent $1.8 million on God only knows what, has $8.6 million to run her campaign for the United States Senate seat. Has $345,000 for consulting fees, media, and direct mail productions. Yeah. Let's see. The three-month period for the four most prominent Republican contenders reported a combined total of $3.8 million. Sandy Pensler, $2 million, but that came from his own pocket. He only has $1,400 in individual donations. Mike Rogers, the current frontrunner with his Trump endorsement, brought in over $1 million in the quarter, has $1.38 million in cash, so he has one-eighth the money. One-eighth. If he gets outspent 8-1, Mike Rogers is going to be in real trouble, and then nobody else really had much money to speak of. There you have it. So Mike Rogers, $1 million in, almost $2 million in the bank. Alyssa Slotkin, almost $9 million in her pocket. How do the Democrats get so much endless money all the time? Is remarkable, isn't it? Considering they don't get small donations, they get giant donations. Final thoughts on the Steve Gerber Show after this.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, is on a mission to make America feel great again. Head to patriotsrelief.com and use the promo code Gruber for an astounding 40% off. Our premium CBD products are designed to help you find natural relief and wellness. Experience the incredible benefits of CBD with patriotsrelief.com. Here's the icing on the cake. You get a 30-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Visit patriotsrelief.com today or call 877-230-1776. That's patriotsrelief.com or 877-230-1776.